For days following September 11th, the nation's advertising industry was quiet. News coverage about the terrorist attacks dominated the airwaves. Major broadcasters ran far fewer commercials, and many big companies pulled their ads from magazines and newspapers. In the weeks since then, advertisers have had to confront a world that has changed in significant ways. While some companies have altered their marketing to reflect that, others still struggle to figure out what the new public mood really means. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
At the Deutsch Advertising Agency in Manhattan, a handful of employees are gathered in a conference room shortly after lunch. The building where Deutsch is located sits in Chelsea, just a few miles north of the World Trade Center site. And on September 11th, employees had a clear view of the collapse of the two buildings. It's something they still talk about with some difficulty. But on this sunny afternoon in November, people have come together to brainstorm about a less emotion-laden subject: what September 11th means for the work they do.
Our industry is under tremendous scrutiny right now by consumers. Everything is being looked at and judged in a way it never had before. What was funny before 9/11 isn't funny anymore. You know, what was relevant isn't.
Jeffrey Wolf, the agency's executive vice president, says the events of the past weeks have completely changed the nation's cultural climate. Consumers are much more anxious about their personal safety and about the economy. Wolf says this benefits well-known brand names.
Brand names are going to be sought after just by virtue of the fact that we, as people, find comfort in what's known and what's familiar. Brands in and of themselves, regardless of the category, brands are trustworthy, they're dependable, they're reliable. So regardless of the category, brand names have a currency today beyond that which they had 9/11.
But those in the room also tick off a list of ways the business has become more uncertain. What does the anthrax scare mean for direct mail marketing? Is it okay to use sharp humor in ads? And what about the Olympics, just 4 months away? Will companies want to sponsor the games if the threat of terrorism looms over them? Right now, Wolf suggests there are more questions than answers. It's a view shared by others in the industry, and everywhere agencies are doing studies, talking to focus groups, and holding sessions like this one, trying to figure out how to proceed. One question asked from the beginning was how much companies should mention current events or use patriotic themes. GM promoted its 0% financing by saying it wanted to keep America rolling, and Ford ran a similar ad. Mike Campbell, executive creative director at J. Walter Thompson, New York, says companies risk a public backlash if they're seen to exploit recent events.
They can express, as a company, their feelings towards the situation. And that should be strictly from, you know, we as a company, we as a group of people feel this and we'd like to express it. If it goes into using it as an excuse to give special deals or bargains or, you know, then I think it's sinful.
In fact, for all the criticism leveled against them, the campaigns by the automakers were highly successful and led to a big surge in car sales. But many people in the industry say most advertisers probably can't get away with that approach and should do no more than allude to what's happened since September. J. Walter Thompson designed an ad for Merrill Lynch when the stock market was about to reopen in mid-September. The firm wanted to reassure investors about the market's health. The commercial mentions the attacks in only the most oblique way.
At Merrill Lynch, we guide our clients through market uncertainty by reassessing their risk, their asset allocation, and their financial goals. This is what a Merrill Lynch financial advisor does.
This is what you do.
And these are the times when we do it best.
In other ways, too, the changes in public mood since September 11th have forced many companies to adjust the tone of their ads. For instance, Coke stopped using the slogan, "Life tastes good." Ellis Verdi, president of the New York agency DeVito Verdi, says many people now feel a greater sense of seriousness and purpose about life, and he says ads that play on superficial values may strike the wrong chord.
The show of wealth, an expensive car, very high-end garment, all of those kinds of items, in my view, have less appeal today, and in my view, will be challenged in their ability to sell.
But many people in the industry argue that less has changed than meets the eye. Precisely because these are such uncertain times, they say, consumers aren't looking for big changes in the products they buy or the ads they view. 3 months ago, Pizza Hut was planning its big fall marketing campaign. The Dallas-based restaurant chain was about to lower the price on one of its pizzas, but the campaign hit a snag on September 11th. The pizza was named for a city very much in the news that day.
The Pizza Hut pizza, just $8.99 every week this fall. Right now, it's the Big New Yorker pizza. It's humongous.
Not only was the pizza called the Big New Yorker, says Pizza Hut Vice President of Marketing Randy Geyer, it came in a problematic box.
The Big New Yorker box has a stylized skyline of New York City on it. So part of which might be construed to look like the Twin Towers, and so we just conservatively said take it off. Take the product off the air, take the skyline off the box, let's not take any risk until we check with consumers and find out what is and what is not appropriate.
But when Pizza Hut did check with consumers, it discovered something surprising. Not only did most consumers not have a problem with a pizza named the Big New Yorker, they actually wanted the company to promote the product. And that view was most strongly held in the Northeast. After all that has happened, many people considered it important to celebrate New York in any way possible. And today the company has put the ad back on the air. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.